If you had to guess, how much money is wasted from too much time during meetings? If your answer is $37 billion, well, you've guessed correct. There was a study done by the United States Bureau of Labor Statistics, and in the U.S. alone, there was $37 billion worth of time wasted during meetings. Much of this time spent listening to presentations that were much longer than necessary. Now, I bet that last part sounds pretty familiar to you. When was the last time you walked out of a conference room meeting and thought, there's an hour of my life I'll never get back? Unfortunately for all of us, that could have been yesterday because it seems to happen all the time. Welcome to this edition of the Message Builder My Action Plan audio files from the email series. When presenters are asked to present for 30 minutes to an hour, well, they tend to take all of that and then some. If they're only given 10 minutes to present, they end up taking 20 and claiming, I just have too much data, I have too much material to cover, and 10 minutes isn't enough. We find that that's an excuse that we hear quite frequently. And most of the time, the excuse is given because it's easier to speak in 30 minutes than it is in 10. There's a quote by American author George Bernard Shaw. I'm sorry for the letter. I didn't have time to write a postcard. This shows it's easier to write and write or speak and speak during the meeting rather than preparing and spending a little extra time making your message more concise. So now what we see, instead of a speaker taking an extra 30 minutes prior to the meeting to prepare a shorter, more concise message, the speaker wastes 30 minutes during the meeting, not only of their own time, but multiplied by everyone else in the room, and that's how we get to that $37 billion worth of wasted meeting time. Most presenters don't take that investment at the beginning to prepare a shorter message, really for two main reasons. One, they don't know how. They don't know how to make a more concise message. Or two, it just takes too much of their own time at the beginning to prepare that shorter message. Now, what we at iSpeak, what we are proposing is a 9-minute presentation. This 9-minute presentation model is based on a simple structure targeted at the essential information for your audience, only what is necessary. It's efficient to create and deliver and provides maximum attention and retention for the audience. Now, we have created this 9-minute presentation model based on research that was done for the Journal of Chemical Education. There were college students that listened to a professor lecture while their attention was being tracked. The first three times the audience quote-unquote zoned out were at 30 seconds, 5 minutes, and 9 minutes. By using our model and limiting your delivery to 9 minutes, you only have 3 dips in audience attention to fight. That at 30 seconds, 5 minutes, and 9 minutes. With our 9-minute model, you can overcome all 3. How do we fight the 30-second dip in attention at the very beginning? Well, you open with power, using Kava, what we learned earlier. How do you fight the 5-minute dip in attention in the middle? By creating structure and organization, a message that is easy to follow, understand, and remember, using some of our quick start models like we discussed earlier in the other email audio files. And lastly, what do we do at the end of our presentation? The attention is dipping at that 9-minute mark. Well, we close with confidence. Use MOS to help your audience wrap up those thoughts and remember what you want them to remember. So the next time you're asked to present and your boss says, hey, I'm going to give you 30 minutes to update us on this project, you can look right back at him or her and say, I only need 9. Use our 9-minute model. Not only will you become the most popular speaker because you gave the audience only what they need, you gave the audience time, the gift of time back in their day.